Psalm 147, 10 and 11. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. This may seem a curious thought at first reading. It's important to understand that in work and in war, at this time in history, the strength of horses and the strength of men were of first importance. The speed and power of an army on horseback or with chariots was feared. Troops that could cover a lot of ground in a short period of time were a serious threat. And kings that could muster such a force had good reason for confidence. They could look upon their cavalry and infantry and take pleasure. God does not see it the same way. He takes pleasure in those that fear him and in those that hope in his mercy. He is a king that looks upon the hearts of his soldiers. Armies better equipped and in better shape for battle had no chance against these. The Lord would be on their side, and that would mean certain victory. Psalm 147, 10 and 11. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy.